This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Brand new phone scam. What have you done this time?
Steven's wife emailed me and wanted me to phone scam poor Steven. Steven fancies himself as an Instagram influencer.
This is hard.
And the account that he runs strictly is just pictures of meat he barbecues.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. And he loves it. He spends so much time on it. I spent a lot of time looking through his Instagram account. So I am calling him from Instagram to tell him that Mark Zuckerberg has become meatless. He's now vegan. And that is considered offensive material, so he either stops posting meat or he loses his account.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Steven.
This is Steven.
Hello, Steven. Do I call you Steven or Steve? Which one would you prefer, Stevie?
Steven is fine.
Okay, Stevie, here's the situation. My name is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling from Instagram. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm calling in regards to your account. We're making our way through some people that have been posting questionable content and giving them a verbal warning that they need to stop completely, or we are going to terminate the entire account. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Are you trying to say that my Instagram account has been deemed offensive?
Yes, it has.
How so? What part of it?
All of it.
Why? I don't understand this. It's nothing. It's just me posting pictures of things I've barbecued and grilled.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Maybe by that.
Have you not gotten any of the emails that we've been sending you?
I haven't received a single email from you.
Okay.
Guys, no.
So maybe they might have been caught up in your spam filter. Maybe check those. But 6 or 7 months ago, our owner, Mark Zuckerberg, I'm sure you saw this in the news, announced that he's vegan. And because of that, he wants to spread the message. And from now on, much like what we've done with nudity in the past, now showing meat is going to be considered an offensive post. And your account is nothing but meat, cooked meat. Does that make sense?
How can he just impose his will on, like, every other user who uses his platform? That's completely ridiculous.
Well, it's his company. He's allowed to do whatever he wants to.
Yeah, but, you know, we have free speech. Like, the First Amendment gives me the right to post whatever I want on the internet.
Well, that's not true. Instagram's a private company, so you don't have free speech when it comes to that. You know, we call him Lord Zuckerberg. He is now making it a rule that you cannot post any cooked meat because he's now vegan. Listen, I don't agree with it. I think that it's kind of silly between you and me, but it is what it is. You know, I'm just the messenger here, Stevie.
I mean, that's my whole account. Like, I have spent several years building up my follower count. I just passed 8,000 followers. Like, I've worked so hard on this for years now.
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
What if instead you started posting just pictures of barbecues, like, with nothing on them?
That sounds very stupid and not like anything I'm going to do. And
I mean, Stevie, to be fair, how not stupid is just posting pictures of cooked meat on a barbecue?
Excuse me. Have you not been on Instagram? It's all about food. People like seeing pictures of food.
Okay, well then, can you post pictures of hot girls?
Why would I do that? am I running a porn account now? Is that cool?
No. But those accounts seem to do very well. Or how about sexy pictures of your feet or something like that.
I'm just probably going to have to delete my account because, like, I have no other use for your site at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, then we all win, I guess. So I can consider this case closed then. So let me pull up your account here.
No, I'm not, you know, I'm not actually going to delete it. But, I mean, you know, I'm going to have to make some major changes to keep up my follower count.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, so just find something else to post. I mean, you could post bunnies, you could post kites, silly memes. I mean, there's so many things that you could post, you know, just characters from Friends. My point is, you don't have to be creative to have a successful Instagram account. Like, what else are you into? What's another hobby you have?
I guess I got a pretty significant gemstone collection.
Did you say gemstones?
Yeah, gemstones.
Well, that's that sucks. Don't do that. That's really, really lame and boring. You're a grown man.
That sucks. Did you hear some of the ideas you were pitching me? I mean,
I gave you gold. I gave you gold, Stevie. You've got a cease and desist on all meat pictures that will last the next 7 days. Understood?
Yeah, sure. I challenge you guys to actually flag my post. Maybe you know what? I might just keep posting pictures of meat and
watch,
you know,
us do it. Don't
good luck.
I don't need good luck. I've got Lord Zuckerberg. Let me tell you one more thing before I go, okay? None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on the radio right now on a phone scam. So I apologize. Your wife, Anna, is the one who asked me to do this. So I totally apologize.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.